Space Brains Productions is a creative partnership that started in 2019 that is dedicated to science fiction, the what's good and the what's great of it. And they are bringing a Space Brains Sci-Fi Film Festival to Mandurah this weekend, to the Mandurah Performing Arts Centre. In fact, Mark from the Space Brains podcast is here to talk to us all about what we can expect from the inaugural Space Brains Science Fiction Film Festival. Mark, welcome.
Hi, Beck. How are you doing?
I'm so well, thank you. I'm so looking forward to hearing about this festival. I do have a soft spot for science fiction and it's kind of offshoots. So I'm really, really interested to find out what the WA community has to offer. Is there a big kind of science fiction movie making and literature circle in Perth?
Well, look, we've discovered a couple of branches since we started the podcast. So Space Brain started as a podcast. As you said, we look at what's good and what's great in science fiction films. And since launching that a couple of years ago, we do get a lot of, you know, comments, shares, people listening from Perth and then obviously the greater Earthling community. there's another guy, Sean David, that runs like a little community sci-fi festival around Christmas time every year. So we kind of keep discovering these little patches and, you know, it does cross over into some other subgenres like cosplay and people in sci-fi tend to, you know, they're really into it, aren't they? They tend to be like very passionate about their particular version of sci-fi.
So, yes.
Yeah, we've found little communities in Perth and beyond, which is awesome.
So when we talk about people's little patches of sci-fi, a few weeks ago I was talking to some authors about this idea of speculative fiction that tied in with the idea of science fiction. What are all these little kind of subgenres of science fiction that we should watch out for? I've heard also about like solar punk recently as well, like this kind of utopian future that's driven by solar panels and you know, these stories that revolve around that. What else is there?
So we love to, my partner looks at the science in the sci-fi, that's part of our podcast, and what we're also doing at the festival is we have a published science author doing one of the workshops, H.M. Vaughan. She's West Australian, she's written sci-fi novels, children's books, but she's an environmental scientist. So we at Space Brains like to delve into the science that each of the films also bring up. So when you talk about those little sort of niches, yeah, like that's what's lovely about sci-fi, isn't it? That you can have this sort of dystopian future kind of represented, or it could go down a real tiny little niche piece of science like cloning, or we could look at, you know, traveling the galaxies, but then the way they travel is through like alien wormholes.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what I think is so great about sci-fi is that you really can go down all of those different angles. Or, you know, it could be a film or a narrative set in someone's brain and it's like a psychological sci-fi, you know. And that's what's so great. And we found that with the films either locally made that are for the festival or internationally, they really have gone down so many different tangents. And, you know, the filmmakers and the writers, they get to really explore those parts of humanity in very different ways in sci-fi. And again, that's something that I personally love about sci-fi.
So despite there being all these kind of niche little offshoots of science fiction, there are some tropes that are kind of common to science fiction. What are your favourite tropes of science fiction that you kind of recognise in a story and go, oh, yes, love it?
I guess, like you said, dystopian, that's always really cool, like that theme of taking society and branching it off into a weird future. And like you were just saying, solar dystopia future or something like that. Like, and I mean, you can go back to something like Metropolis, you know, Fritz Lang. I always have loved that film. We did it as a classic episode on our podcast a while ago. And that one of like looking at a future where, you know, the rats in the cage of humanity have taken to this, you know, robotic, weird, god-like religion. Like that is an incredible sci-fi, Metropolis. But then you can kind of like put a spin on that and go really into the future of something like The Matrix, where you know, the robots have taken over the world and we're all locked in a cage and we're a battery, aren't we? So, like, to me, it's always like that dystopian sort of idea is something I always love. I also love, like, we've looked at a lot of films where AI is a key part, and I think as humanity we move more and more into those algorithms that we have online, we can see that AI kind of developing, and I really like when filmmakers take the concept of AI and push it. And we watched a recent pretty unknown film called The Machine out of the UK that really took that idea of an AI that suddenly is way more human than we are as humans. And in fact, the AI is kind of the good and the bad, you know, character in the film. So, yeah, I really like that. That's sort of discussing the dilemma of, you know, how human are we when you put us up against, like, a machine that is being programmed by humans. So, yeah, there's those that side of sci-fi, I think, is the bit I really like. My partner, his background is more in the IT and the engineering, so he really gets into those science elements. And so something like that film, he can really go down that idea of quantum mechanics and quantum computing and sort of the realistic part that we're at in our society right now. And is that a real version of the future? You know, could we go to that point in time? So, yeah, like, we have those great discussions, and that's what we hope to have at the festival as well.
Yeah, so that brings up a really good point. How important is science to the world of sci-fi?
To us, it's a real key element of the definition of sci-fi. So to us, it's like there's no sci-fi without the science part. Like, there has to be a science element to it. And then it's like, how do they take that science element and push it? And they might just push it, you know, like 5 degrees, or they might really go full blast, like something like Mad Max, where we do get that crazy futuristic sort of society happening that maybe doesn't look anything like it does today, or does it? And so the science to us is really important. That is part of that definition. And then science fiction means, like, okay, how have they fictionalized that science?
So if you are just tuning in and you're wondering why we're talking about science so much on Artbeat on a Friday morning, we are talking to Mark Regan from Space Brains about the Space Brains Sci-Fi Film Festival happening this weekend.
And just with that, it had to be postponed to the 18th of June. Just because I am in isolation at the moment.
Oh, Lordy, I'm so sorry.
No, so that's okay, that's all right.
So scratch that. The 18th of June is when the Space Brains Sci-Fi Film Festival is happening. So chuck it in your diaries now. Get ready to check out this workshop / film festival. There's going to be a filmmaking workshop. There's going to be a writing workshop and a science workshop, as well as all these films that have been selected to be part of the film festival. What films do we need to watch out for this particular film festival, Mark?
So the awesome thing is we had some really local. It's something we wanted to do, is really try to employ the local filmmakers. And we've got a couple from Mandurah, where the festival is happening. We've got about 4 or 5 from Perth-based filmmakers, and then a few from Australia, and then a few international short science fiction films. So it's a real caliber of excellent filmmaking, really interesting science and sci-fi that's been developed in these narratives. And the filmmakers, like, we were just so impressed with what's come out over the last 12 months in this realm of, like, short science fiction films. We were just blown away. We had 55 films submitted over the last 12 months, internationally and locally, and we've kind of culled that down to about 16 of the best short science fiction films that we can show to an audience. There's films in there that are going to go down that AI pathway. There's films that are really stuck in people's brains. There's films about sort of alternative universes. There's some comedy in there. There's some really outrageous kind of, you know, explorative science sort of ideas being blown up in our faces, literally. And there's some really quirky retro-looking sci-fi in there as well. So it's a real spectacular of sci-fi films.
So make sure that you are following Space Brains on socials to find out about this festival and how to sign up for the workshops. It is happening on the 18th of June at Mandurah Performing Arts Centre.
Terrific, yep.
It's only a few weeks away.
Yeah, and that's how you can get your tickets as well. It's through the Mandurah Performing Arts Centre or through our website as well. But, yeah, if you just, you know, Google whatever Space Brains, you'll find us.
Mark, thank you so much for telling us about this film festival, and I hope you get better soon.
Thanks, Beck. Thank you so much for your time.